G'day, guys. How you going?
We're really impressed, really excited by this new initiative you have. As someone who has been through it, just how hard is it? You live and breathe and you aim to aspire to have this footballing career. And I know Improve Me is more about not just football, but in life. But as from your end of things, going from a world of football that you've invested in for so long and then coming out the other side and going, what next?
No, you're exactly right, Stampsy. It's, I guess, through my experiences and then speaking with a lot of people throughout the industry, what we know is that, I guess, a lot of sports people, not just footballers, don't know where to start when they're thinking about planning to life after footy. Mm. So we've designed Improve Me really on the back of that. What we hope to achieve is to identify, you know, a sports person's strengths and work with them to find a suitable sort of pathway to a career that can make it a smooth transition for when the day finally does come when they hang up the boots and such.
Is it harder for, and we're focusing on footballers, but the program could be designed for anyone, but do you think it's harder for footballers today or footballers, say, 30 years ago?
Well, 30 years ago was part-time. Footy was part-time. Football moved into full-time late 90s. And I know throughout my whole career it was full-time. So the money involved in footy, it's quite a lot of money. And players only have a short, window to make, you know, make a real sort of go at it. So I think the successful players that transition out of the game are the ones that also have an eye on the future and you know, having something outside of footy is really important.
Just personally speaking, what was it like for you just when it was, when it, obviously you would announce your retirement and you thought, okay, it's coming, but does it really sink in until pre-season starts and all of a sudden you're not expected back at the club and you're not regimented in a sense?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, it I don't think it matters how well prepared you are for transitioning out of footy. It's just such a unique thing you do in your life. And when it finally does, you know, the tap finally does turn off, and financially as well. It's as I said before, it's a career you can make some pretty good money. But when the final paycheck comes, it's you're back like everyone else, and you're in the workforce and you're living the normal life again. So there's quite a few adjustments you do need to make.
Just going to get a cheeky one in, Doms. Obviously, Jack Stephen to the club, and we did say goodbye this week to Wiley Buzzer. I mean, it's football. At the end of the day, it is a business, but to see big names coming to the club, but also some pretty influential names leave as well, what is going through the minds of those players at the moment?
Yeah, it's such a tough time of year, and you know, I know Wiley was there during my time, and he works his absolute bum off, and unfortunately the opportunity didn't quite come for him. But look, I'm sure he's a kid that is really well set up for life outside of footy. Hopefully another opportunity comes for him because I know he certainly does have a lot to offer, but. I wish him all the best. And there's so many cases of those type of guys finishing up at clubs which don't really get reported of throughout the media. Mm. So there is that human element that we're all got to... I know we're all excited about the new recruits and hopefully we can win a premiership next year. But there's a lot of players that do leave the footy clubs now and are forgotten about pretty quickly. So, yeah, best wishes to him and I'm sure he'll do well.
And I know Geelong definitely wants to see the Cats get up for a premiership next year, especially us. We have so much in the pipeline that we want to do the week of the grand final. We're just waiting on Geelong to bring it home. But in the meantime, everyone can check out Improve Me. We'll get all the details up too at krock.com.au. Thanks so much for your time, Tom. We'll chat to you soon.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much. Cheers.